नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी की श्री 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 सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की श्री श्री गौर मिठाई की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद् भागवतम स्कंद 4 अध्याय 31 क्या है श्लोक संख्या 3 Okay, here it's 2. 431.3 Tannirjita prana mano vacho drisho Jita sanan shanta samana vigrahan परेमले ब्रह्मन योजितात्मनस सुरासुरेध्यो ददृशे स्म नारदः तान्निर्जित प्राणमनो वचो दृशो जिथासनान् शांत समान विग्रहान् परेमले ब्रह्मन् योजितात्मनस् सुरासुरेभ्यो ददृशे स्म नारदः निर्जित प्राण मनो वचो दृशो जिथासनान् शांत समान विग्रहान् परेमले ब्रह्मन् योजितात्मनस् सुरासुरेभ्यो ददृशे स्म नारदः निर्जित प्राण मनो वचो दृशे जिथासनान् शांत समान विग्रहान् परेन्हले ब्रह्मन् योजितात्मनस् सुरासुरेभ्यो ददृशे स्म नारदः निर्जित प्राण मनो वचो दृशो जिथात् सनान् शांत समान विग्रहान् परेमले ब्रह्मन् योजितात्मनस् सुरासुरेभ्यो ददृशे स्म नारदः निर्जित प्राण मनो वचो दृशो जिथासनान् शांत समान विग्रहान् परेम हले ब्रह्म ही योजितात्मनस सुरा सुरेभ्यो धदृशे स्मनारदः. लेडीज महिला वर्ग नो कोई नहीं नोबडी ओके पदपातः what we say word for word translation tan all of them nirjita completely controlled prana the life air by the pranayama process manaha mind vachaha words dadrishaha and vision Jita asanani, who conquered the yogic asana or sitting posture. Shanta, pacified. Samana, straight. Vigrahan, whose bodies, pare, transcendental. Amale, freed from all material contamination. Brahmani, in the Supreme, Yojita, engaged, Atmanaha, whose minds, Sura Asura Idhyaha, worshipped by the demons and by the demigods, Dadrishe, saw, Sma, in the past, Naradaha, the great sage Narada. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After practicing the yogasana for mystic yoga, the prachetas managed to control their life air, mind, words, and external vision. Thus, by the pranayama process, they were completely relieved of material attachment. By remaining perpendicular, they would concentrate their minds on the uppermost Brahman while they were practicing their pranayama. While they were practicing this pranayama, the great sage Narada, who is worshipped both by demons and by demigods, came to see them. Purport. In this verse, the words pare ammale are significant. The realization of Brahman is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. The absolute truth is realized in three phases: impersonal effulgence, Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. In his prayers, Lord Shiva concentrated upon the personal features of Parabrahman, as described in personal terms as Snigdha Pravrid Ghanashyamam, Bhagavatam 4:24-45. Following the instructions of Lord Shiva, the prachetas also concentrated their minds on the Shyamasundara form of the Supreme Brahman. Although impersonal Brahman, Paramatma Brahman, and Brahman as the Supreme Person are all on the same transcendental platform, the personal feature of the Supreme Brahman is the ultimate goal and last word in transcendence. The great sage Narada travels everywhere. He goes to the demons and the demigods and is equally respected. He is consequently described here as Sura Suredhya, worshipped both by demons and by demigods. For Narada Muni, the door of every house is open. Although there is perpetual animosity between the demons and the demigods, Narada Muni is welcomed everywhere. Narada is considered one of the demigods, of course, and the word Devarshi means the saintly person among the demigods. But not even the demons envy Narada Muni. Therefore, he is equally worshipped both by demons and by demigods. The perfect Vaishnava's position should be just like Narada Muni's, completely independent and unbiased. Hare Krishna. Agya svikaraniyaha yattayaha upavishanti. I have to take new orders from sannyasis who are sitting here. I feel unqualified to sit in front of you, but by your blessings. Yeah, thank you. Because householders are not on the same platform. So, the great challenge of human life is to become detached from sense gratification, but it doesn't happen so easily. Doesn't happen so easily. Vishayan vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha. What's the beginning? Vishaya? Vishaya? Correct? Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha. Rasavarjam rasopyasya padam drishtva nivartate. So, to get the higher taste is the instruction of Lord Krishna in Gita. Then you can give up the lower taste, but we are not giving it up. Especially householders. Sannyasis have given it up, but householders are entangled in Indriya Vishaya, the pleasures of the senses. And because of those pleasures, we are meditating on Maya. Antakale chamameva smaran mukva kalevaram. What's the other? Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Tyajati ante kalevaram. So, whatever you think of, antakale yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. At the moment of death, you attain in the next life, according to the Gita. So, great sages are always meditating on Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat in one room for 18 years, crying and reciting Bhagavatam shlokas and chanting Hare Krishna. We can't do that. Maybe somebody can do that. It's very difficult. But we are assured that we will, whatever we think of, we'll attain in the next life. And jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur, dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. We know that death is certain. And now we see so many people we know, one by one, suddenly leaving their body. But it's not anyahani bhutani gacchanti amalayam. Shesha stavaram ichanti kimashcharyam atavparam. Every day thousands, ahanyahani, day and night, bhutani, living entities, gacchanti, they're going. Where are they going? Yamalayam, the abode of Yamaraj, death. Shesha stavaram ichanti, those who are left, they desire to remain. Kimashcharyam atavparam, what is the greater wonder than this? Whole human society is thinking, we are working for the benefit, economic development. The people should earn more money to have comfortable life. But even the most, now what? Everyone knows, maybe in India they don't know, that big billionaire Western billionaire. $8 billion, but he died. So this is something that we all know. Right from childhood, I remember when I was 4 years old. That's a long time ago. More than 50 years ago, there was a childhood friend. And that childhood friend got some, you know, malignant tumor and died. I remember my mother telling me, you know, he died. My mother is gone, my father is gone. That's not for everybody. Some people have their mother and father. So I've seen some devotees here. After many years, I saw one devotee yesterday. All his hair is gray. He's not sitting here now, so. The signs of imminent death, we see it every moment, but we don't take it seriously. And for sure, human society does not take it seriously. Why? They're intoxicated. If they just drink something or smoke something, they can forget death. They can think it won't happen. And for those who are ignorant, who have no goal in life, then for them, there's nothing to live for anyway. The atheistic philosophers say that life is a war that ultimately you lose. Maybe you can win some battles, right? This existentialist philosophy, Western philosophy. Here it's called Charvakvad. Yavat jivet sukham jivet. As long as you're alive, eat ghee, enjoy life. Because ultimately, you lose the battle. You have to give up this body. So work hard, enjoy hard, they say. But what if the karma siddhanta, the theory of karma, is true? That whatever you do in this life, whatever karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu, you have to be born either in a good body or a bad body in the next life. So then you should prepare. So, how to prepare? So, preparing is the subject of Vedas. So Vedas say there are four aims in life: dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Trigunya vishaya veda. The Vedas deal with rajagun, tamagun, sattvagun, or dharma, artha and kama. But they also deal with moksha. Upanishads. Sarva upanishado gavo bhogda gopalanandanaha. If they all Upanishads took the form of a cow, then the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, is that cow, the essence of Vedanta. Vedanta is where we divide ourselves from the impersonalists who also accept the Vedas. There are impersonalists who accept the Vedas and there are personalists who reject the Vedas. So the Buddhists and the Jainas reject the Vedas. And the followers of Adi Shankara accept the Vedas, but they have an ideology that is similar to the Buddhists and the Jainas. In that ideology, there is no Ishvara, or Ishvara is impersonal. Ishavasyamidam sarvam is the basis of Astika, Astikvad, or religiosity. belief in the personal God. I guess I'm getting too close to the mic. So impersonalists try to explain that Ishvara is some impersonal force. Bhagavat says Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti. Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki, Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari, Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki. Vedas say Ishvara is having 1,000 heads. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. That is also described in Bhagavatam. Although the Prachetas were performing yoga, yogasanas. Yogasanas is generally associated with the impersonal type of realization. But the yoga darshana of Patanjali has no relation, no direct connection with Adi Shankara's Advaita. Adi Shankara presented his Advaita after Patanjali presented his yoga darshana, the philosophy of yoga. So, I haven't studied that very carefully, yoga, Patanjali's yoga. So, I can't quote what he said exactly. And Adi Shankara, we know, says that the jiva becomes, merges into the Paramatma. So, this interpretation of Vedanta, which is carries over to Gita, because those who follow the Vedanta commentary of Shankara have their own commentaries on Gita, and in those commentaries they try to erase the personal conception. So Prabhupada quoted before this 424-45, Snigdha Pravrid Ghanashyamam. So, these are references to Krishna. And then later on in the Bhagavatam, the whole Krishna Leela is revealed. And the Bhagavat concept is that Krishna is that Purusha of the Vedas. Vishnu Suktam, Narayana Suktam, Purusha Suktam point to the Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. So that is in Bhagavatam revealed as Krishna. The story of Prachetas is not directly linked in the sense of Narada Bhakti, but other lessons are given. In Narada Bhakti, there also has to be detachment, there also has to be fixing the mind on the Absolute Truth. So, Pare Male Brahmani Yojitatmanaha. Pare Male. Prabhupada says, Amala Pare Amale. Mal is dirt, mud. Pare Amale. Amale is clean. If mal means dirt. Amala Puranam. Amala Puran. You've heard this. Amala. A is the opposite. So there are many Sanskrit words. If the A is put in the front, it's the opposite meaning. That's part of Sanskritam. Malam, contamination, dirt, mud. Amalam. How is it that the other Puranas are malayuktam? Yukti means connected. Malayuktam, contaminated with some dirt or mud. What is that mud? The mud is dharma, artha and kama according to the Bhagavad. Because in the Amala Puranam, the Bhagavad deals with moksha. It is a Paramahamsa Samhita. A hamsa separates the milk from the water. The milk falls in the water, but the hamsa, the swan, can take the milk out of the water. So we are in the material ocean, the mud. We've fallen here. Maybe some came to deliver those who have fallen, but mostly the souls are struggling in the material world, struggling with indriyas, jitasanam. Nirjita prana mano vacho drisho. Nirjita, he's conquered the vegas, vacho vegam, manasakrota vegam, jinva vegam, udara, upastha vegam, etan vegan yo vishaheta dhira. Sarvam api mam pratibhim sashishyat. If someone could conquer the indriyas, he could be the guru anywhere. That's what the Upadeshamrita says. Similar words here. Tan nirjita vegan. Tan nirjita mano vacho drishan. So, these are the vegas. He conquered them. Who is he? Not one, a number of them, prachetas, group, by practice of yoga. And the fruit of that, pade male brahmani yoji tatmanaha, their souls were fixed in the absolute. But seems like the impersonal, because personal is not mentioned, but in the purport, Prabhupada says it is personal. Because earlier Shiva told them Ganeshamam. And later on in Bhagavatam, the 10th canto is all Ganeshamam. It's all Krishna. So if you are dealing with dharma, artha and kama, then bhakti does not seem to be inherent. Bhakti seems to be far away. But if there is bhakti without dharma, that is Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhi Vina, without this vidhi of dharma, without learning the duties of varna and ashrama, then what happens to bhakti? It creates a disturbance. Aikantika harer bhaktir utpata yaiva kalpate. Utpat, disturbance. Sarjiaism. Show of devotion. Show of devotion can go on anywhere. Not only in Navadvip, where the owls and bowels roll in the ground and cry out, Gauranga! And then after crying out Gauranga, engage in all kinds of sense gratification. We can also do that. Householders, we are doing it. That's part of Grihastha Ashram is sense gratification. We couldn't renounce that sense gratification. Ultimately, that's the goal. Otherwise, you have to come back. Coming back is not a pleasant thought. So most people put it out of their mind. Most people just dismiss it. And Lord Krishna blesses them, okay. Of course, there are many human beings, they would never have heard their whole life of Bhagavad Dharma or Vedic Dharma. There are human beings that heard these names, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedas, hundreds of times, but don't give a fig. They don't care. They never studied it. They weren't given those samskaras, those impressions. We Malechas and Yavanas, on behalf of the Malechas and Yavanas of the world, because I'm one of them, we're given the wrong impression from the childhood. What food our mothers fed us is abhaksha-bhaksham. Abhaksha-bhaksham. That which should not be eaten, abhaksha-bhaksham. We were eating that. We should not remember that. But how can we forget it totally? Most of the time we do forget it. Thank God. Thank Krishna. But the wrong samskaras were given. Wrong impressions. That does not mean that we cannot transcend it. It doesn't mean that we cannot transcend it. Prahlad Maharaj, Bhakta Prahlad, transcended the wrong samskaras. His father was a great rascal, Nastika. But he became a devotee. So our endeavor should be to give these correct impressions to everyone. But it's not easy. Lot of competition. Competition is stronger. Narada is an example of someone who is giving the samskaras, bhakti, wherever he goes. But sometimes he's a little tricky when he goes to Hiranyakashipu type of people. So then he didn't tell Hiranyakashipu like Prahlad told him, Vishnu is God. But those who he sees can accept the message. So there are the different types of persons. Four types of people surrender to Krishna. Four types of people reject. Dushkritinaha, sukritinaha. Su is good, dur is difficult or bad. Krita, action. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukritinaha. Four types of good persons, they've done good, but they may be also materialistic, artaha. They are suffering in the body or the mind. They come to bhakti, but their aim is not pure bhakti, their aim is to get relief from some suffering. Right? Jijnyasuhu. What is life? Inquisitive. Many such persons come and go. Right? Like the famous billionaire who just died. He was coming to the ISKCON temple and taking prasadam, and we are preaching this, we are propagating it. But if you look at his life history, he became a Buddhist. Allen Ginsberg, you know, we say he chanted with Prabhupada, but he couldn't give up his material sense gratification, and he was a Buddhist. He died as a Buddhist. Buddhist means Nastika. They didn't accept bhakti, but they were jijnyasu. They were inquisitive. So such persons, some of them surrender, some of them never surrender to Krishna. Some of them become devotees, some of them, many of them, never become devotees. Artha jigyasur arthardhi. He wants money. He comes to Krishna. Krishna doesn't give everyone money. Isn't it? There are so many stories, you know. They went to Balaji, Tirupati Balaji. I'm sure that a lot of people come here, Radha Rasa Bihari, give me some wealth. You are Lakshmipati Vishnu. But doesn't give to everyone. Some people get, they never came to Krishna and they get, isn't it? In every culture, in every society, there are some rich people. That is because of their purva karmas, prarabdha karmas. That's what we understand. They might never heard the name of Krishna also. But there are some who come to Krishna, Krishna, please give me this, please give me that. He may or he may not give. And then there's jnani, jnani. What is jnani? Now I have a chance to speak my mind. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I have my own opinion. Can I make it interactive now? I want to test the audience. Interactive session. What is a jnani? Anybody want to make a guess? No, not one hand. Usually they respond. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. I can't say no. It's a good answer, because it's where I was going towards. No? Any other? Yeah, more specific. You're right, but more specific. Coming to the Lord. No, that's not a jnani. Material aspiration is artharthi. Acha, without material aspiration, that's a jnani. Not my definition. Yeah, Maharaj. No, Maharajas are first. Yeah.
They just think that knowledge is everything.
They think that knowledge is everything. I'm glad I have this opportunity. Can't say no because you're a Maharaj. But I'm going to, yeah, there was another hand, although you're old, elder. Yeah. Seeker of truth. That's jigyasi. Jigyasu. Jijnyasu is a seeker of truth. Search of knowledge is jigyasu, not jnani. Okay, now I get my chance. The Vedic system, traditional educational syllabus, is that in the childhood you study one Veda. I like to make this point because in our institution, because we are rooted in the West, having been born and raised in the West, our leaders, you're just a few of them, with all due respect and begging your forgiveness. Someone studied one Veda at least, and after that He went on to the Vedangas, six Vedangas, Upavedas, then maybe Darshana Shastras, which were the philosophies, Dharma Shastras, which are law. So someone who studied these things and study in Vedic concept means avartana vidanam, memorization, which in the West we called rote. The Chinese did it also, but was done in India. After studying, so Vijay Venu Gopal Prabhu really gave the correct answer, because he's a South Indian Brahmin, he should know these things. So one Veda should have been studied, and all, someone who studied Vedic literature deeply, Shastras, not only just read it and took an examination, but he memorized. Why do I say that? Because actually that was a system in this country. There were many Brahmanas. They were Jangama Kosh, learning a new word in our meeting with Badri Narayan Prabhu. We learned some new words, polity. So here, learn one word, Jangama Kosh. What is it? You know, Jangama Kosh? Jangama moving. And Kosh is dictionary. Walking encyclopedia is the English expression. Such persons were there. Everything was memorized. There's a word, another word, Kantastaha. Kanti Mala, K-A-N-T-H-A, Kanta, right? Govindam Kanta Kupare. When we put on tilak in the throat, we remember Govinda. Kantastaha, situated in the throat, because it was already memorized. Such a person is a jnani. So, artha jigyasur, jijnyasur, artharthi jnani. Four types of persons surrendered to Krishna. One of them, you can call him a Vedic scholar. What were they called? Arya. Someone who was a Vedic scholar was addressed as Arya, and in due course of time in Hindi, Arya became Ji. Maharaj Ji. Prabhu Ji. G, the root of the word G is Arya, but got changed. Pronunciation changed in course of, you know, long period of time. G. To show respect. So someone who was a Vedic scholar was shown respect. But all four of these people surrendered to me. And then Tesham, after that, Tesham, what is it? Tesham Jnani Nitti Yuktaha Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Then? Yeah, what's the rest of it? Sorry. I'm exhibiting my weaknesses. Yeah. Tesham Jnani Nitti Yuktaha Eka Bhakta Vishishyate. Yeah. So, what to speak of these persons? Actually, that's later on. That's, what's that verse? Tepi Yanti Paragatim. Striyo Vaishastata Shudras. So, even the lowest, those who are of a low birth, what's the whole verse? Mam hi partha vyapashritya. Yepi siu papayonaya. Those who are born in sinful wombs. Papa yoni. Yoni is womb. Papa is sin. Mam hi partha vyapashritya. O partha, O Arjuna. Even sinful persons, or even persons born in a sinful family, papa yoni, can mam hi parte if they surrender to me vyapashritya tepi ampi paragatim, they can attain the highest destination. So nobody is disqualified. And in Vedic concept, there are no untouchables. What are called Harijan, Prabhupada was very much against this rubber stamp of Gandhiji. Gandhiji, Harijan. Everyone is a Harijan. Every Atma is a Harijan. But those who are considered in the caste system to be untouchable, actually there is no such concept in Vedas. In Vedas there is, right, Mukad, what is that? No? Vambano osya mukamasit bahura janyakritaha uru tadasya yad vaishyaha padhyam ghum shudro ajayatha. So from the mouth came the brahmanas, from the arms came the kshatriyas, stomach vaishyas, from the two legs of the purusha came the shudras. There's no mention of untouchables. Only these four: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, Mam hi partha vyapashritya ye pisyu papayonayaha striyaha vaishyas tatha shudras. Stri jati, in Hindi they say the women as a what is it? Not a caste, but women, yeah, caste or section of society. I guess that's how it would be, right? Am I correct? Women as a section of society, striyaha, vaishyas, business community. In the West, is there a business, Armenians are a business community? But not everyone, right? Not every man in Armenia or every man in Israel is a businessman, right? Or in Scotland, or in the Netherlands, where they say these are the businessmen, right, in the West. But it's not like that. So, Striya Vaishyas, but in India there was a caste. All over India, in every south, north, east, west, there is a community of businessmen. Tatha Shudras, well, the vast majority of the population are Shudras. There are many different communities of Shudras in this country. There are the carpenters, the blacksmiths, the goldsmiths and silversmiths, and, pardon? Actors. There's even a caste of thieves, right? In Vrindavan there's a village, right, where it's very close to the temple. It's a couple kilometers away from the temple. There's a whole village of thieves. That's their occupation. But of course, that is not standard. So, striyo vaishyas tatha shudras tepi anti paragatim. Despite saying this, the next verse Krishna says, priyo hi jnanino, the jnanis are dear to me. Those who studied Vedic literatures, who know shastras, they're dear to me. That's why brahmanas were always namo brahmanya devaya. Lord Krishna worships brahmanas. Why? Because he's Mr. Vyas or Mr. Joshi, Mr. Bhatt, Mr. Trivedi, Chaturvedi. Oh! Trivedi kaka, anya beseche. Mayamuna nama, nam etle brahman che. Oh, tamme badda Gujarati, bechar Gujarati beseche anya. Few Gujaratis are here. From the name, someone is not a brahmana. Brahma janat iti brahmanaha, we say, but the first stages are also there. Veda patad bhaved vipra, sudama vipra. Vipra means he studied Vedic literature. So we should stress that. That's my point. And Although it's today's verse is about yogasanas, and I didn't speak much about yogasanas. I'm not opposed to them. I don't practice them. At least I have to humbly admit that, you know, before I chant Gayatri, I do three times pranayam. That's it. That's an old tradition among brahmanas. So the aim is Paremale Brahmani Yoji Tatmanaha, that the soul should be fixed in the absolute truth. That's the goal. Wow, I took it to 9 o'clock and people aren't sleeping. Somebody's got his head down. So that's the aim of all of this. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, ultimately moksha is the aim. But it's easier for someone whose mind is always fixed in Vedic Shastras, Vedic literature. Okay, now the totally interactive session, right? Questions and answers. Is that okay? Prashna ka samay aa gaya. Aaj angrezi mein pravachan diya kyunki hamare bahut sare videshi bhakt log baithe hain. Aap logon se main ek kshama mangta hu kyunki yahan hindi samajhne wala zyada hai lekin kya kare. Right, I have to apologize for speaking in English because most of the audience understands Hindi better, probably. I would imagine. Koi prashna ho? Yes. Ek minute. Mic kripa karke dijiye.
In one verse it is said that those who remember Lord Krishna at the last breath, they reach to Krishna.
Right.
In another verse it is said, the forgetfulness, remembrance and knowledge comes from me. So in this situation, what is our control over this and what is God's control over this?
Our control is over our desire. And so by grace of Krishna, by his Krishna Kripa, at the last moment we could remember him somehow. Ajamila was a Vedic scholar. He studied Vedas. And then he went on the Kumargam, right? The bad path. But because he recited Narayana, he was blessed by Krishna at that moment and he remembered Krishna. First, he was calling his son Narayana. But because he had studied Vedas and he called out Narayana, he got some blessing of Krishna and he remembered Narayana. So then Vishnu Dutas came and stopped the Yama Dutas. Otherwise we don't know. How do we know? This is beyond our pratyaksha pramanam. This is shabda type of... Shabda is not Vedas. Shabda means actually only Vedas, not Puranas. Puranas are not shabda. It is Smriti Shastra. But it's taken on the same... with the same reverence and by all the great acharyas, so we accept. Otherwise, how do we know? So, Ajamila story, Ajamila. By grace of Krishna, he remembered at the last moment. So the desire should be there. Now we have strength. We should use that strength to study shastras, to study Vedas, to meditate, chant. That's why we have this, there's other verse, these six Goswamis. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natibhi kalavasani krito. Kalavasan, Kalakshepam. In you, what you say in South India, Kalakshepam. Passing the time. Kalaha Avasana. Kal, the time is going. How do you spend the time? Sankhya Purvaka. Counting the number of rounds. Sankhya Purvaka Nama. Gana. Singing. You have the Damodar Ashtakam. We have the Kirtan. Natibihi. By dancing. they pass the time. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan. How they pass their time? Meditating on Krishna by chanting and dancing. So that's what we should do with the, well, if we have some strength in our body. Because then in old age, you have to sit in the chair, not on the floor. Vridha Vasta Grihita Dandam. Trivedi Kakan Danda Grahan Karine Basinya. Kshama Karjo. Then in old age, you don't have strength. You lose your bodily strength. So when you are young and strong, then you should start, right? Kaumar acharet prajnyaha. Kaumaro acharet prajnyaha. We hear so many people tell us, now I am young, I want to enjoy. When I am old, then I will think of God. But Bhagavatam says, Kaumara, in the youth, not even youth, before youth. Yovana is youth. Kaumara, boyhood or childhood. Achare prajnyaha. Prajnyaha, one who is intelligent. Dharman Bhagavatam iha. He will follow this Bhagavat Dharma, bhakti.
Can we conclude that it is a collaboration on our part and God's part?
Definitely. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Who are we? We are tiny nothing. Vasudeva is everything. Definitely it's collaboration.
Thank you.
Is there still time? Abhi kal hai ki samap karun. 5 minutes. Or koi prashna hai? Any more questions? No question. Okay. Granthuraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.